KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 23 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today. A chance of flurries, a high around 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Take a look at road conditions at this hour. The interstate, Interstate 80 from the I-29 split over to around the Stewart area, is reported to be in normal driving conditions as you head from Stewart on east toward Des Moines. The road is partially covered with snow and or ice this morning, and bridges may be icy as well. Otherwise, most of the secondary roads in the listing area are also partially covered with snow, and bridges may be icy. We do have several school districts, as we've been running down all the morning for you, that are starting late today. To name but a few, Atlantic Schools, Adair Casey Schools, Guthrie Center, AHSTW, Audubon, CAM, also Coon Rapids, Bayard, Exira, EHK, and Griswold. Also Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Riverside, Tri-Center, and Underwood, also West Central Valley. All those schools are running 2 hours late today. In the news, police in Council Bluffs arrested a man on a theft charge as well as numerous traffic offenses following a chase early this morning. 37-year-old Jason Byers of Council Bluffs faces a charge of theft in the second degree in connection to the stolen vehicle and was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities say at around 1:30 this morning, Bluffs police witnessed a stolen vehicle heading east in the area of 32nd Street and 9th Avenue. Those officers lost sight of the vehicle, but a second officer located the vehicle in the area of South 16th Street and 9th Avenue. The driver, later identified as Byers, tried to flee the area but was blocked by a train. He wrecked the stolen vehicle in the area of the 1500 block of 15th Avenue and fled on foot. Officers set up a perimeter and requested Omaha K-9 to assist with the search. The K-9 unit arrived on the scene and located Byers hiding in a garage a few houses down from where the accident took place. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says his officers Wednesday morning arrested 49-year-old Douglas Franklin Nicholas of Clarinda on an outstanding warrant from Page County for violation of terms and conditions of his probation. At the time of his arrest at around 12:15 a.m. Wednesday, Nicholas was found to be in possession of a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine and instruments used for the ingestion of meth. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Creston Police Department reports 33-year-old Darian Meade of Creston was arrested Wednesday evening for public intoxication second offense. Meade was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And a Creston resident was cited Tuesday afternoon for allowing an animal to run at large. 39-year-old Terry Squibbs was released after receiving the citation. A resident in the 800 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported on January 15th that sometime overnight, January 14th and 15th, someone entered her home and stole miscellaneous tools, jewelry, an LG cell phone, and a soundbar. The loss was estimated at $480. The Harlan Police Department on Wednesday issued a report on arrests made and some citations issued over the past couple of weeks. On Tuesday of this week, 34-year-old Bo Cron of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Cron was cited for driving under suspension, giving a court date, and released. On Sunday, 21-year-old Chantel Ayers of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Ayers was brought to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and cited for failure to use her headlights. On January 16th, 50-year-old Carolyn Wuhr of Denison was arrested following a traffic stop at Harlan. Wuhr was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with OWI. She was also cited for open container of a driver, careless driving. And on January 15th, 34-year-old Justin Hendrickson of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to a disturbance in the 1000 block of Willow Street. Hendrickson was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. On January 13th, 64-year-old Powell Marcher of Omaha was cited during a traffic stop in Harlan for failure to have a valid driver's license and speeding. And on January 11th, 27-year-old Jacob Bernal of Harlan was arrested after officers were called for a subject who refused to leave a residence in the 900 block of Laurel Street. Bernal was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with interference with official acts, trespass, and disorderly conduct. The Iowa Court of Appeals has upheld the post-conviction court's ruling denying Kenneth Edward Carver's application for post-conviction relief in a sexual abuse case. In 2011, the Malvern man was convicted in Mills County District Court of second-degree sexual assault and two counts of lascivious acts with a child, stemming from acts committed against his daughters. The state had filed trial information in March of 2010, charging Carver with several crimes stemming from the sexual abuse of the two victims. The charges were later amended to second-degree sexual abuse and two counts of lascivious acts with a child. Any remaining charges were dismissed. Carver was sentenced to a total of 25 years in prison. In his appeal, Carver raised a number of challenges to the trial counsel's representation. He also contended appellate counsel was ineffective in failing to exhaust his claims of trial counsel's ineffectiveness on direct appeal. According to Carver, counsel's failures amounted to structural error, such that he was completely denied representation at crucial stages of the proceeding. The post-conviction court had carefully considered each of Carver's claims and concluded that Carver had failed to show prejudice or structural error resulting from trial and appellate counsel's alleged failures. The Court of Appeals, in denying Carver's request, affirmed the court's comprehensive consideration of the issues and concluded that Carver has failed to show prejudice on his claims of ineffective assistance of counsel. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three arrests. Just after 7 a.m. Wednesday, 43-year-old Travis Lee Alley of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for criminal mischief in the second degree. Tuesday evening, 44-year-old Juliana Diane Krause of Hastings was arrested for driving under suspension. And Tuesday morning, 28-year-old Zachary Younce of Malvern was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear in court on a domestic abuse assault case. Younce's bond was set at $2,000. Alley's bond was $5,000 and Krause's bond was set at $300. School district officials recommend closing the Crescent Elementary School at the end of the 2016-17 school year due to declining enrollment. Council Bluffs Community School District board members will hear a presentation on the potential closing during their meeting February 14th. Superintendent Martha Bruckner said the school is too small and only half full. District spokeswoman Diane Ostrowski says that if the decision is approved at the February 28th vote, Crescent students and teachers will move to the Lewis and Clark Elementary School in Council Bluffs. Crescent's mayor Brian Shea says the move pulls the guts out of the town. Shea said the vote comes a day before open enrollment deadline, which can affect parents' decisions on where to send their children for school. A former employee with the Iowa Fire Training Safety Bureau is facing charges after investigators say he improperly issued more than 2,200 fire safety certifications. John McPhee, who worked as the FTSB certification and accreditation coordinator, had been placed on paid administrative leave in April. Kyle Gorsch, state fire marshal special agent in charge, says he's not sure why McPhee allegedly issued false certifications over a four-year period.
I don't think we have an answer to that. We're not quite sure what the motive was behind that.
Randall Novak, former chief for the State Fire Training Services Bureau, was also placed on paid administrative leave last April. He retired about a month later after 15 years in the position. Novak is not facing any charges.
There's only been sufficient evidence to file charges on John. We have no other evidence to file charges on anyone else.
The improper certifications were issued to over 1,700 firefighters and emergency personnel from across Iowa between February 2012 and February 2016.
We are in the process of notifying all the affected firefighters across the state as well as their fire departments, and we will be providing free refresher courses and training opportunities over the next several months to provide opportunities for them to retest and to earn their certification.
The fire safety certifications are not required by state or federal law, but many fire departments do require them.
But a certification is just something that shows that you have received training, that you have passed a test to meet a certain standard, and that certification is often recognized between states, you know, through accreditation. So if you are a certified firefighter one in the state of Iowa, that might be recognized in a different state if they are accredited through the same accreditation entities that we are.
McPhee is charged with felonious misconduct in office and tampering with records. He turned himself into the Story County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday. Gorsch said the state's Fire Training Safety Bureau is now using a third-party testing service. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.